As Kissinger says, the matter for statesmen. Talk about keeping your eyes on the prize. They don't have a problem with this, see? We gotta meet that strategy with a like determination of our own. As Kissinger has told us, for them it's all about defining the future. This is the substance and motive of their every action. And how impose your vision of the future on the globe, if not by mastery of the arts of conquest? That's what Plato's Republic begins with. How to take over a city. I think that's what's been going on, at least here in the U.S. As they take the cities back, they look at it as a conquest. Conquest is the goal set, given by rule. And the goal determines the steps to achieve it. Work backwards from the goal is what they do. And the goal for them, in plainest terms, obviously the ultimate goal is to create the republic. But put most plainly, that goal for which it was necessary to invent their educational formation, because they're crafting will here. In terms most basic is conquest. First, conquest, mastery, subjection of the self. Because we don't start out as betrayers, which sets the pattern for all subsequent conquest, mastery, subjection, which requires division, separation from your brothers and sisters, and from yourself, your true authentic self. And that requires obedience, training in obedience, subjection of the self. Separation from the true self sets the pattern for all subsequent division, conquest. Conquest is the core and raison d'etre of this mindset. The classical, quote unquote, mindset of might makes right. The classical mindset of might makes right is inculcated in all future statesmen, as you cannot manifest your vision of the republic unless you've cultivated the human material willing to do it. Breeding. But to be inculcated successfully, it must be justified, as division is not an earth-given sense. Hence, Bildung, educational formation for rulers, and Altertumswissenschaft, science of antiquity, the cloak of self-deception that rulers wear, which through an initiation of linear rigors, they earn the right to. And how, if you are mastery student, how prove you're not deficient, that you deserve your cloak, unless you make yourself exempt from conquest? All of these guys want to be world historic in their misanthropy. And as this is a totalitarian system, mindset, and therefore one that we are all trained in, although in wildly divergent versions, these rules apply whether you're Plato or Hitler or Bill Gates or an underage member of a gang. Predator or prey? Which would you choose given those two choices? As Stanley Tookie Williams told us, and it is only by leaving behind that state of mind, rejecting the rules and the game entirely, that conquest is no longer your raison d'etre, because you've chosen to represent with consciousness the all of it. The opposite of conquest is embracing, representing for the all.